Ghana loses 2.19% of their forest cover annually. The International Timber Organization puts Togo, Nigeria, and Ghana in the first three of 65 countries with the biggest rates of deforestation. Felling of trees for charcoal production has been identified as one of the major factors contributing to the depletion of the country's forest cover. Radio Ghana's Zipporah Jepong takes a look at charcoal production in the following feature.
Charcoal production has become a lucrative business venture in the remote areas because it has a ready market. In recent times, the country has seen rise in charcoal export, earning hundreds of thousands of dollars. Though charcoal is used for both domestic and commercial purposes, such as cooking and metal smelting, have we as a nation paused to ask what is being done to replace the trees that are felled and burnt into charcoal? Because it is easily accessible and affordable to the majority of Ghanaians who cannot buy gas stoves, patrons, producers and dealers are oblivious of the harm the rampant cutting down of trees for charcoal production is causing to the environment. The Afram Plains in the eastern region and Buipe in the northern region are among many charcoal producing centers. On a visit to the country's major market, one sees bags of charcoal on sale. For years, dealers have used the proceeds to cater for their families. Madame Rabiatu Musa has been selling charcoal all her life at the Novotel market in Odona, a suburb of Accra, and sees nothing wrong with tree felling.
I have been selling charcoal since my childhood. I use the money from the trade to cater for my children. In a month, I sell about 30 to 40 bags, and I believe charcoal production does not affect the environment.
For environmental advocates, the rate at which Ghana is losing her forest is alarming, especially in the face of climate change and global warming. The Afram Plains once described the food basket of the country is fast losing its agricultural production potential to charcoal production. This is because charcoal offers a ready market and instant cash and is therefore attracting the youth into the venture. The result is deforestation. The chief of Abomasefo in the Afram Plains, Nana Anku Dududja, has been crusading against the practice and has petitioned President Mills to set up a tax force.
The situation is so alarming. Afram Plains used to be a farming community where most food in Ghana is being produced. When you go to Afram Plains, all cargo trucks that you see are loaded with other yam, other food products. In the year 2000, then changes are coming. When you go to Afram Plains, you could see that cargoes that are loaded with charcoal, with CU food products. In the year 2008, the thing has increased to the alarming state. We want a tax force to monitor the way things are going to completely stop it.
Government, realizing the level of deforestation and its implications on the nation's development, has introduced a nationwide afforestation program where thousands of youths are engaged. According to Nana Dududja, many trucks that drive into the area only go to contribute their quota to the depletion of the forest.
Right now, when you go to Afram Plains, you count about 100 cargo trucks loaded with charcoal, with just about 3 or 4 loaded with food products. We must do something about it. Forestry must rather lazy first to work hand in hand, to check these people, wipe them away, then the afforestation program can step up. Other than that, there is nothing that we can do about it.
In a bid to curb the situation, the National Energy Board in 1990 introduced the liquefied petroleum gas, LPG. The initiative also intended to promote healthier cooking options. The government employed the Uniform Petroleum Price Fund, which used gasoline sales to cross-subsidize LPG and also offered marginal incentives. According to the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Energy Commission, Dr. Alfred Ofusuahenkura, the objective of the program has been achieved but abused by some drivers of commercial as well as private vehicles. Dr. Ahenkura attributed this to the decision of drivers to change from petrol to LPG usage. He also said producers of charcoal for the local market are the culprits since their activities are not regulated. The Renewable Energy Bill, which is currently in Parliament, when passed, will mandate the Commission to regulate the activities of charcoal producers for the local market.
You heard a feature by Zipporah Ejipong.